If there's a lesson to take from this tumultuous year, it may be that few things in life are certain. Whether the election of this country's first African-American president or the collapse of once venerable companies, 2008 was the year in which many things once thought to be impossible became reality. So as the year closes, many are asking, what can they hold on to in a changing world? We decided to pose this question to two individuals who know a lot about how to hold on to what really matters. Ola and Grady Betts just celebrated their 50th anniversary, and they're here with me now in our Washington studio. Welcome. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Now, Mrs. Betts, I understand that you're shy, so I'm going to ask Mr. Betts the first question. How did you two meet, and who caught whose eye first?
Well, we met in elementary school. We grew up in the same neighborhood, and we went to the same grade school as kids. And we had an affection for one another, even at that early age. But we went on to high school, and then she left and went away to school, and I went into service, but then we reconnected while I was overseas.
So who caught whose eye first? Mrs. Betts, I'm going to let you answer that, because, you know, sometimes we ladies have a little different view of these things, so.
I think he did. He was the pursuer.
Well, what did you like about him?
Well, I liked his smile and the sound of his voice, even in his eyes, the way they would light up when I was in his presence.
And what did you like about her?
Well, she has always had an infectious smile. And when we were in grade school, in the wintertime, when she'd come to school, she'd always like to put her cold fingers on my face.
That's all it took, huh?
Right, that's all it took.
I wish I had known that sooner. My goodness, I could have used that information.
Cold fingers turned into a warm hot.
So I understand we were talking just a few minutes ago that you actually didn't have the easiest beginning. I was asking you whether you had any wedding pictures, and you said that actually you had kind of a low-key start. You want to tell that story?
Yeah, that's right. When I came from overseas, and I was
you were in the service.
I was in the service in the Air Force, and I came from overseas. We were going to get married on a Sunday. It was going to be a house wedding, no frills. The pastor who was going to marry us lived 59 miles away in Lynchburg, Virginia. It snowed that day, maybe 12 or 13 inches, so he couldn't make it. And so I said, well, this has got to go on. So I went down a couple of doors down, and I asked a Methodist minister who lived in the neighborhood if he would perform the ceremony. And he said, yes. He said, I'll put on a pair of boots and come on up.
And that's how it happened.
And that's how it happened.
Well, obviously the question that everybody wants to ask is, what's the secret to being together for 50 years? Mrs. Betts?
I don't really know if there is a secret, but along the way, it's been a lot of forgiving, and loving, and trusting. And I think our faith in God helped us a lot. It strengthened us, even in difficult times.
What about you, Mr. Betts? What do you think the secret is to staying together for 50 years?
I think that the secret for us was commitment. We went up to the state of Maine, and this is where our relationship was really tried, because we hit a hard time up there, and we stayed together when we could have separated. She could have went back home. From that, you know, we just continually trusted in each other, and seemed like through the years, she has always been a part of everything that I needed to do, even in my work and all, like my uniforms and my lunch and all. She was always a part of it. She just supported me in all those things, and I think that was very important.
You know, Mrs. Betts, some people have a saying, divorce never, but homicide maybe. You ever feel that way?
No.
No?
No.
He never tested your nerves like that?
Well, maybe a tiny bit, but divorce was never entered my mind. No.
Why do you think it is, though, that so many marriages fail today?
I believe it's easier to just give up than to continue on. And the options now are easier than when I grew up. You know, our vow said, until death do us part. And so that's what I've always had in mind.
Mr. Betts, you mentioned that there had been some difficult times when you went up in Maine. Do you, if you don't mind my asking, like, what? A lot of times, was it that finances were tight because you were in the military with one salary, two small children? Was it being separated from family? Was it the fact that you had to go overseas for periods of time and Mrs. Betts had to take care of everything by herself? Those kinds of things?
In Maine, starting out, we operated on a shoestring budget. We budgeted from one payday to the other. And then our trailer, which we had bought, and we found out it wasn't adequately insulated for Maine. Plumbing broke down, the electric went out, and we had to move out of that trailer. So the option was for me to send her back home. And we were in our early stages of marriage. I think my daughter was young at that time. So she decided, no, we were in this together. So we stuck it out. We even stayed in the trailer with another family for a few days until we got, I was back on the ground going. And from there, we roughed it from then on, you know. She said, hey, we were in it together. So that's the way we went about it from then on.
I can see where that could test a relationship. Your nerves would get tested. And why do you think it is that so many marriages fail today, Mr. Betts?
Well, I think that people get away from the basic reason for being in a marriage. I mean, when you go together and you commit yourself to it, I think the greatest thing that you can do is concentrate on that and try to live each day for the betterment of each other and try to be kind to one another. But in our marriage, I think that a very important thing about it is our kids. Once we had kids, it seemed like our concentration was on seeing them go. And as each year go, you're seeing your kids grow up. And any problem we saw beyond them.
I wanted to mention that we have one of our staff members, if he doesn't mind my calling his name, Bracton Booker, is getting married very soon. And we wondered if you might have some advice for him as he starts out on this journey that you two have been on.
Yes, I would. I would say to Bracton that you go into it with sincerity, commitment, and understanding of each other. And also understand that we're not perfect. But if you can forgive, then you can get beyond a lot of things.
What about you, Mrs. Betts? You have some advice for Bracton and his soon-to-be bride?
I would say to Bracton to love at all times, you know, even when things may be difficult, try to see beyond that period and focus on what could be and just work things out together.
He has a very practical question for you. He says he's heard that age-old advice about not going to sleep mad, and he wants to know how seriously he should take that. Can he just deal with it in the morning?
I think you'll have a better night's sleep if you do it before you try to sleep, because when you don't do it before you try to fall asleep, you're gonna toss and turn. You think that you can sleep through it, but the conscience is a very difficult to understand in that area.
I see some agreement with Mrs. Betts on this. She's nodding here. And Mrs. Betts, this is the last question he has, and I think this is one that you need to answer. He wants to know, if his wife really wants to go shopping, does he have to go? Can she just go by herself?
I think that would be one way of showing his love for his wife, to go along with her sometimes. That would be extra special and would mean a lot to her.
You hear that, Bracton? Write it down. You asked. Write it down. Ola Betts is a retired salesperson. Grady Betts is a retired Air Force police officer. This month, they celebrated their 50th anniversary, and they were kind enough to join us from our studios in Washington. I thank you both so much for speaking to us.
Thank you so very much. And our privilege for coming.
And Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
And to see photos of the happy couple, please visit our website on the Tell Me More page at npr.org.